You know, there's some sense you never forget, huh? There's some sense, think about it, that you never forget. You never forget your honey's sweet perfume. You never forget the scent of the woods on the first day of your hunting season. You never forget the scent of your daddy's pipe tobacco or the scent of that sweet thing first time you came eyeball to eyeball with it. But you also never forget the scent of war. You never forget the scent of cordite in the aftermath of a battle. You never forget the scent of the jungle rot from your own loins, from days of not bathing. The scent of the rice as it cooks. But most importantly, you never forget the scent of death. Back in the days when the name on my uniform said Grease Manelli, but everybody knew me as Sergeant Fuhrer. Quang Tree, 1967. I'll never forget when new recruits came in from the States. They were green, and I'd wait for them there on the tarmac with my swagger stick under my arm, standing in rigid attention. My body already battle-scarred, my face deeply tanned, my hair cut to almost bald shortness. I'd wait and I'd stand there as that rag-tag bunch of idiots got off the plane. Men that I had to turn into an elite fighting machine. They'd get off and the heat would hit them like a ton of bricks. 91 degrees. They'd stand there, schwitzed, looking around. I'd say, Ted Hunt! I walked over to one particularly squirrely-looking recruit and I said, you! Name, rank! You looking at?
Habadoo Gaga, Habadoo Gaga, Habadoo Gaga, Habadoo Gaga!
Shut up! Huh? What the hell kind of name is that? You Hungarian or something, boy? You got something on your mind? You just hopping around on one foot like that for exercise?
You think that maybe you and I can take a simultaneous constitutional?
Shut up, it's Ted Hunt! You'll take a constitutional when I say take a constitutional. You understand me, boy? You understand me, boy? More stupid than the next year. I couldn't believe it. I said, hey, you and the earring, come here. What's the story on the earring? Do you realize you wear an earring around my battle-hardened man? You could get your comeuppance, if you know what I'm saying.
I don't care.
Well, you'd probably enjoy it. That earring goes, huh? That earring could glint and give us away to the... And you! What's your name? DiLorenzo here. Get that submarine sandwich out of your yap when I'm talking to you. What do you think this is? That's the last submarine sandwich you're going to see here. From now on, it's sea races. You hear me? You wearing the Walkman. Attention, Marine!
Yep. That's bad, yeah.
Yeah, you think it is bad.
That's huh? Not bad, Deborah.
Oh, you think it's really bad? Well, let me tell you something what bad is. Bad is when you're lying in mud in your face and a mortar round comes in and blows up right next to you and you look over and your left arm is gone. That is bad, buddy.
Unbelievable. That is unbelievable, man.
Well, it is unbelievable, and I want you, Ted, and I want you followed by every order, or you're going to be like that. You're going to be lying in a pool of your own filth. Do you understand me, scroats? Do you understand me, scumbags? No, I want you, Ted Hunt. And I'm not talking about your hydraulics. And so I stood there, looking at him, thinking to myself, my God, they send me the slimiest of the slime, the lowest of the low. What am I going to do? And as I was thinking about it, one of our laundry boys, Kang Chow, who I had trusted, comes running over, pushing a cart. At first I thought, what is he bringing laundry out on the tarmac for? And then I realized underneath it, he's got an AK-47. I said, hit the dang! Watch yourself! Everybody under the plane! He's got a grenade! Cut him down! This is how we do it! I looked at Kang Fong and he was splayed across his laundry cart. Bodies everywhere. took a second to clear my weapon, and then I lit a Camel and picked up my walkie-talkie. I said, "This is Blue Fox Range Unit, Blue Fox Command. Do you read?" He said, "Blue Fox Command, go ahead, Blue Fox Ranger." I said, "I got some good news and some bad news. Good news is training of the new recruits is done."
They said, "That's wonderful, Fury. That's fantastic. 2 hours. You are amazing." I said, "The bad news is they're all dead. Send me another load."